Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Good morning. Thanks for joining us today. I'm Chrissy Mernon, and my guest is Albert Cantu. He is the communication specialist for CPS Energy, and CPS has a lot going on. Most everybody in San Antonio should be a CPS Energy customer, unless you're off the grid. I think who would not be a CPS Energy customer in San Antonio?
I don't know. We have, we service all of Bexar County, right? And then we service about seven surrounding counties, partial of those seven counties. So I don't know.
Quite a few people.
Probably. There might be some independent folks out there. I'm sure there are. Folks who are completely off the grid, right?
Mm-hmm.
Which I'm sure a lot of people would love to be off the grid, right? Be more independent.
Well, and we'll talk about solar because y'all encourage solar and you have programs too.
Yeah, we've got great programs. We've got rebates in place, for solar, for folks who are interested in solar. And right now is a great time to do it because CPS Energy offers a rebate, and then you can even get a rebate through a federal tax credit. So you can kind of double dip. So today, when you looked, I remember when I first started here at CPS Energy.
How long ago?
It's going to be 23 years.
Well, congrats.
23 years ago. We talked about solar back at that time, and it just wasn't cost effective at the point, right? I mean, people were having almost anywhere between 20 to 25 year return on investment when they purchased a pair of panels or whatever for their home. Today is not the case. I mean, I think the return on investment is hovering somewhere around 3 to 5 years, maybe. I mean, so it's not a bad deal anymore these days. So, and we got lots of sunshine here. So why not take advantage of our rebates and put some of these panels up on your home? So, yeah, we've got lots of folks that are doing it. And, of course, CPS Energy is also got its own plan. And that is, of course, to increase its renewable resources by 20% by the year 2020. And we're very, very close to that already. So we're doing really well.
Mm-hmm.
And solar is the big thing.
And I have noticed when I drive through neighborhoods, I see more and more homes with solar panels on the roof.
Yes. A lot of people are taking advantage of it. Some folks might say, oh, well, I live in an area where the homeowners association may not necessarily want that. Or they're making it a lot easier now these days for the homeowner association. I think there's some sort of law or something that's put in place that says, hey, if someone wants to put renewable resources on their home, you've got to be able to work with them let them be able to do it. And so they're working with those folks. And
good
so
to know.
It is good to know. So I've got a lot of folks that stop by and ask me all the time about solar. Like, oh, what can I do with solar? So it's a great deal right now. I don't have them in front of me, in terms of what your rebate's going to be. But
that's all on the website, right?
All,
or CPS Energy Savers?
Yeah, exactly. If they go to, actually, it's cpsenergy.com, and then they can click on Save Now. When you click on Save Now, it gives you the list of all the different incentives, and solar's listed up on there. So, yeah, they can certainly find those there.
So, Albert, why is CPS incentivizing so much stuff to make you reduce your energy usage in your house? Because you're an energy company, and it seems like you would want people to keep using.
Right, to keep using it. Doesn't it seem kind of strange that the utility company wants you to use less of their product instead of more of it? But I think what it is, I think it goes back to our people first philosophy. We have a model that we stand by that says, we want our customers to have the best experience possible with CPS Energy. We offer some of the lowest rates in Texas. And I think because of that, we're able to offer our customers tips and resources available that help them to keep their consumption down as low as possible. It does seem kind of strange, right, when you think about that, hey, why would you want to use less than that? But really, it's an obligation of CPS Energy. It's on our part. We have to help our customers save as much as they possibly can. And if that means helping them to give them ways to save on their energy, then we're going to do that. That's just how it is,
And with the city growing, I don't think you lack for customers and increases
Not
in demand.
All. Not at all. We're signing up thousands of customers every month. New customers every month. So, yeah, there's no problem with that. But we've been able to maintain our low rates. We're municipally owned. We've been, which means that we're owned by the citizens of San Antonio. And we've been able to do that for the past 75 years. We just celebrated being, city owned since 1942. October 24th, 1942 marks 75 years for us.
So somebody back then said, let's have the city buy CPS. Yeah. Let's have the city buy the energy company.
And it really does. It helps to create, it helps to keep the rates low, but it also helps in terms of the city of San Antonio, because let me just back up here. October 24, 1942, right? CPS Energy at the time was called San Antonio Public Service Company. And it was purchased by the city of San Antonio for $34 million.
Which I'm sure was a huge amount. I mean, it's a huge amount now, but back then.
But a wonderful investment. I think Lila Cockrell said it best, is that this was one of the best investments the city of San Antonio could have ever purchased. Because over the course of the 75 years, we've been able to give back $7 billion. So 14% of every dollar that's given to CPS Energy goes back to the city of San Antonio. That's to help for streets, lights, parks, police, fire department. So those dollars are going right back into the city. Not only do they help to maintain the rates, but they help to basically keep the wheels in motion in the city.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're that gear that keeps, as long as our gear keeps moving, the gears for the city keep moving.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's been a wonderful investment, and we've been excited that we've been able to be a part of this great community for the past 75 years. And we want to continue to be able to do that and offer our customers the best rates possible.
So here it is now, winter time. And during the winter, what do y'all emphasize?
So during the winter time, you know, it's always important that our customers think natural gas safety. We have a lot of natural gas customers that use a furnace, use natural gas to heat their homes. We want them to start thinking safety around this time, because once it starts to get cold and we get these cold snaps that come through, people are going to be cranking on their furnaces, and we want them to stay safe. So we'd like for them to think of CPS Energy when they're thinking of turning on a natural gas furnace. So CPS Energy offers a furnace lighting program it's only $24 and it's added to their bill. But a technician will come out to their home. They will go into their attic, wherever that furnace might be, they'll go into wherever it's at. They'll adjust it. They'll make sure it's burning properly, and they'll light it for the customer. And again, and that's a $24 service fee that's added to the customer's bill. Now, what they do require from the customer is that there is at least someone that's 18 years or older that's at a home. They also want to make sure that you have it clean or free of debris and that it's accessible. So mm-hmm. we need to be able to get to it.
Mm-hmm.
If it's not accessible, then we can't light it for them. So, but other than that, though, and then of course, if we adjust it and we make sure that it's burning a nice bright blue flame, if it's not adjustable or it's not burning properly, then we will shut it off for the customer safety, right? And tell them that they'll need to contact a licensed plumber to go out there and fix it or repair it.
Mm-hmm.
So safety is number one for us, right? One, we want to make sure that our customers are comfortable, but really being safe is priority.
Now, speaking of safety and speaking of natural gas, mm-hmm. I'm sure you have a concern about carbon monoxide, because
yes.
every year it doesn't happen as often as it used to be.
Right.
But what goes on with carbon monoxide and natural gas in the heating season in San Antonio?
That's the important part of making sure that anything that you have that's operated in natural gas, whether it's a stove, a furnace, a water heater, making sure that it's adjusted and it's burning properly. So a nice bright blue flame is an indicator that it's burning properly. It's getting the proper right amount of oxygen, right? So anything that's burning a yellow, orange, or red flame is a good indication that you've got carbon monoxide leaking from that appliance. So that means you've got to shut that thing off and get it fixed. Carbon monoxide is what they call the silent killer, right? You don't know that it's happening, but it releases these gases, and these gases give you somewhat of like a flu-like symptoms. So if you feel that, if you notice that you walk out of your house, you feel fine, and then the moment you walk into your home and you're starting to feel those flu-like symptoms again, that's probably a really good indication. Also, you'll start to see black soot start to build up around the vents and things like that, up around the ceiling.
Mm-hmm.
There have been times where I've had customers who have called me up when I used to be a customer service rep that would say, how do I know I've got carbon monoxide? I think I might. And I would say, you have these flu-like symptoms, you're lethargic, weak. And the lady said, yeah, you know what, you're right. I couldn't wake my daughter up this morning. I noticed there was black in my nose.
Oh.
So, you know, when you got soot coming out of your own nostrils, that this gas is leaking into the home.
Uh-huh.
The best thing to do is open up all those windows, air it out, and then hire yourself a plumber to get that checked out right
mm-hmm.
away. Because
mm-hmm.
you definitely don't want that. The other thing is because we're talking safety and carbon monoxide, we don't want our customers using their stoves also for heating their homes. You know, using your stove or the range to heat your home, not only is that a safety hazard, right? But it also reduces the life of that appliance. Plus, it could cause it to malfunction because it's on so long that it starts to release the carbon monoxide. So you definitely want to make sure you don't do that. Don't bring a trash can. We've had some people that have brought trash cans in. And I understand that there's, you know, if you got to keep warm and you got to do what you got to do to stay warm, I understand that. But you always want to make sure you're safe in doing so. And bringing a trash can in is...
And they're putting charcoal or wood or something in the house?
Yeah, they're putting charcoal or wood or something. And you know, when you're looking at that flame, what color is that flame typically?
Red.
Yeah, it's red or yellow. Orange, it's giving off carbon monoxide. That's why it's okay to do this, to have flames outside, because it's escaping.
Plenty of air.
Yeah, there's plenty of air to go and for it to escape. Inside the home, not so much.
Because it's consuming the oxygen.
It's consuming the oxygen. That's the same thing we talk about when people have a central system and a fireplace. If you have a wood-burning fireplace, you don't want to turn your system on at the same time. You've got wood burning in the fireplace. You turn on your system. What you're doing is your system is designed to take air from inside the home and run it through the fresh air vent and recycle it, reheat it, and put it back out again. Well, what it's going to do, it's going to draw those fumes that are supposed to go out the chimney, suck them right back into the house. That's carbon monoxide.
Oh.
You don't want that.
Mm-hmm. But think about that. A lot of people, their fireplace is in the living room downstairs, mm-hmm. and so they've got, you know, people upstairs in bedrooms, and that heat doesn't reach them,
so they have their
central system on. And so that's what they're doing. And then now you brought up fireplaces too, because every year there's a fireplace fire. And what should people do with a fireplace?
Well, I mean, I think that's one of the things you want to make sure is, one is to make sure that the flue is open. If you're going to use your fireplace, make sure that the flue is open. If it is a natural gas burning fireplace, again, have CPS Energy come out, light it for you, adjust it. Make sure it's burning nice and bright and blue. If it shows any indication of yellow, red, or orange, turn it off and let's have someone take a look at that.
A professional, a certified person come look at it.
A licensed, bonded professional that can go in there and take a look at it and make sure it's burning right, because you definitely don't want that coming back into the house. So again, the rule of thumb is, if you're going to run the fireplace, don't turn on your central system. Don't run them together. Have one on or the other, but not both together.
Okay, and then I guess have that chimney cleaned.
Have the chimney cleaned if you can have that. That should be done at least once a year. After the winter season, have that done every year, making sure that there isn't any blockage or buildup that's in that chimney. Allow those gases to go out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then where do you place the carbon monoxide detector? See, there's a lot of combinations, smoke and carbon monoxide. So
carbon monoxide is somewhat of a heavier gas, so it almost stays lower. And if you notice, the reason I say that is because if you've ever heard that someone has died from carbon monoxide poisoning, it's typically in their bed when they're laying down. So those gases hover a little bit heavier and they're lower than, let's say, smoke. Smoke rises to the top, right? Eventually it will fill up the entire room if there's nowhere for it to escape, but typically it rises up. Carbon monoxide, though, is heavier. So typically you would want to put something like that at a bed level in a hallway, at least 20 feet away from the nearest furnace, because you don't want it to give you a false reading, right? Mm-hmm. So keeping it at bed level is typically ideal. Now they are making these newer ones that are in combination, which is both the Nest, I believe, is one of the products that they have it. You can have it up at the top, and it acts as both carbon monoxide and a smoke detector test. So they're engineering them better so that they can pick up much better.
They're more sensitive.
They're more
about
sensitive.
Detecting.
Exactly. They're designed to really pick up those any little bit of carbon monoxide. Now, some of the ones that are more accurate possibly are the ones that you plug in, right? So if you have it plugged in, then it's operating off of electricity. Sometimes the battery ones, if they're just battery operated, the battery starts to go out, it can give a false indication also that you've got carbon monoxide and you may not. So I always say go with one that you can plug into the wall, that this way you know it's not just the batteries going out.
It's legit. It's legit. Our guest this morning, Albert Cantu, spokesperson for CPS Energy. And you mentioned Nest, and I know you've got some rewards and incentives because you want all of us to go to these programmable thermostats.
Yeah. So we have the what's called our My Thermostat Rewards. You know, we just had Black Friday, right? So everybody's going out. They're looking for the best deals possible. Well, CPS Energy just started offering its My Thermostat Rewards offer. It's a $150 bill credit to our customers. So if you're in the market to purchase a Wi-Fi programmable thermostat, I think nowadays a lot of the thermostats are Wi-Fi, which means it gives the customer the capability of being able to better manage and control their central system all by the use of a mobile device, whether it's an iPad, computer, or even a phone, right? And so the $150 bill credit is for customers who purchase the Wi-Fi thermostat, they install it, and then they enroll in the program. The program, the My Thermostat Rewards program, is really designed to help reduce the city's total energy load. So, so during extreme weather temperature, whether it's summer or winter, everyone's cranking on either their heater or their air conditioning systems. What that does is it can sometimes put a strain on the Texas grid altogether. So Texas is on its own grid, and it's mandated or overseen by the Electric Reliability Council of Texas, or ERCOT. And what ERCOT does is they're looking at the grid, and when you got everybody cooling up their homes or heating up their homes, it puts a strain on that grid. And what we do is, or what they do rather, is they send out a message to all of the utilities across the state to say, hey, we've got everyone cranked up. We need to make sure that we don't run into a problem where we have a power emergency or where we might have to do what's called a brownout, right? So they'll send out a message to all of us and say, hey, can you go into your demand response programs, which is My Thermostat Rewards, right? The folks who have signed up for this program allow us to be able to go into their system and adjust the thermostat by 3 to 4 degrees.
Mm-hmm.
Most customers don't even realize it's even happening. But what it does is when you turn up 100,000 air conditioners at the same time, you can really help reduce the load, and it helps to keep the grid safe. So customers who sign up for these programs are not only are they saving energy, but they're also helping to keep make sure the power stays on for the rest of the
state. So we're all connected. We really are linked to each other.
Yeah.
So
that's, we've got plenty of power now. So I'll say this right now: CPS Energy has plenty of power, more than enough to supply for our customers. So anytime something like that comes through, it's not a city issue; it is a statewide issue, and we have to follow the rules and regulations of ERCOT that says, "Hey, you have to go out. You have to let your customers
shed
know.
Load. Shed
yeah.
load.
So we'll shed load, and customers, and we appreciate our customers who sign up for these programs because they know that they're doing their part as well to help make sure that the grid stays stable.
Okay, so how do you get in on the program? If I've got one of those old-fashioned thermostats where I...
Oh, no. Do you have the ones with the lever?
I do.
With the mercury.
I do. Came with the house, you know, all those years ago.
You can go out to any local hardware store. It doesn't matter where you purchased the thermostat from, and it doesn't matter if you installed it or if you had a professional install it. The only thing we're looking for is for you to enroll in the program, right? So the thermostats that we have that are available, there's a list of qualifying thermostats that you can go to our website at cpsenergy.com/mythermostatrewards. Customers can go to that webpage and see a list of what's available out there. Right now, I can tell you right now, Nest is probably one of the most popular right now. You know, allows you to be able to manage and control it from any mobile device. They are releasing a new one. They released a new version of their thermostat earlier this year, and it's called the Nest Thermostat E, which E stands for, it stands for easy, economic, you know, it stands for everything, basically, is what they're saying. But they've made this one of different materials, so it's not as expensive as the original model that they had. The original model runs about $249. This new version runs only $169. So think about this. If you purchased the thermostat at any place, right, it's $169. Then you sign up for CPS Energy's Thermostat Rewards, My Thermostat Rewards. You get the $150 bill credit. You basically only paid $19 for the thermostat.
Yeah.
And this is a great thermostat. People love this thermostat. It's really cool that it's white, and it's all white, but it's made of a different material. But it lights up and does everything just like the other Nest thermostats. There's Ecobee, which is another Wi-Fi thermostat. Ecobee is what I love about Ecobee is not only does it give you all of the same features like a Nest does, but it also gives you sensors that you can put in each room. Each sensor tells you exactly what the thermostat is or what the temperature is for each of those rooms. So if you have it set to a certain temperature and it knows that this room has not reached this temperature, it's going to say, hey, you want to stay on and until this room gets to that certain temperature.
Oh, wow.
Or if you have a child in that room and you want to keep it a certain temperature, you can adjust it. So it allows you to be able to do all of these functions all from your mobile phone. The Honeywell is another one that I really like as well. The Honeywell Vision Pro 8000. It's a much more of a much more looks more like your traditional
my old fashioned
yeah,
one.
Your
yeah,
your traditional one. It's up. It's all touch screen, right? And it's all nice. It lights up. But that one has a customizable screen, so you can put if you want to see the weather, you want to see the temperature inside the house, you want to see the temperature outside the house, you want to know what day it is, what time it is, you can put that all on that thermostat. So
wow.
And they're sensored too. So as you walk by them, they go, they turn on, right? And
they know you're there.
They know you're there. So it's amazing what they're doing with the technology on these, because it senses you there, it knows that whatever temperature you've been putting it at, it starts to learn your habits.
Oh, wow. That's kind of freaky, you know? I mean, whoa.
So you won't even have to walk over to it to turn it down or up or down, because it says, it knows that you've walked
by it.
She's
coming. Turn it up quick.
She's here.
Yeah.
Turn it down. She's going to be mad. She's going to be hot. So we better turn it down. So it starts to learn your habits.
Uh-huh.
You can even set it up where that if you know that you get home before 5 o'clock, you can tell it, hey, I want to do this. And start learning my habits, and it learns that it knows, oh, it's going to get ready to be 5 o'clock pretty soon. Just turn down the temperature so that when she gets home,
it's nice and cool. She walks into a cool house, and it hasn't been sitting there all day cooling.
Exactly.
You're wasting electricity.
And that's where the savings comes in, because we recommend during the wintertime, we recommend between 68 to 70 when you're home. Now, when you're gone from home or if you're asleep, it's turning it down anywhere from 3 to 5 degrees, which makes the house a little bit colder. But what you're doing is you're changing the intervals of how many times that system is cranking on and off throughout the day. So 68 to 70 is ideal. Less than that, 3 to 5 degrees, let's say 65, 62. Does that sound crazy?
Oh, gosh, that sounds cold. It sounds like I'm going to be freezing in bed with, I better get some more covers.
Most of us are under some nice heavy blankets, right? So you're staying warm under that. And, you know, your pajamas and stuff. So you're staying warm.
You've got your piles of heating rather than heating up a whole house all night long.
Yeah. So the rule of thumb is if it's 30 degrees outside and you're walking around inside your house with a pair of shorts and chanclas and and a muzzle shirt, you've got it too hot.
Okay.
You're going to have a high bill.
Put on some more clothes. Okay.
Put on some more clothes and turn it down.
So when do you get the highest bills of the year?
So the highest bills of the years are typically in the summertime. So it's usually between May through September and into even October. This year, you know, we've seen it. I think this past week we saw 80 degree weather.
So
it's November. So it's hard to say, let me turn on my heater. You're going to be cranking on your AC. Your air conditioning system makes up about 58 to 60% of your energy bill. So if you're using it, it's going to cost you a lot of money to use it.
So
it's making sure that you keep it at an ideal temperature so that it's not turning on as often.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what's great about these thermostats, that it allows you to be able to control that from your phone. So this rebate, or this bill credit rather, for $150 is going to run from, it started on Black Friday, which was November 24th. It's going to run all the way through January 31st. So let's say, for instance, Chrissy, if you have a Nest thermostat already in your home, and you've got one of the qualifying models, and you go to our list, right, and you say, hey, I already own one of those.
Right.
Well, guess what? You can enroll in the program too. And still get the
$150. Oh, it's retro.
Record.
So retro to when you bought. Okay.
Exactly.
Because you really want people in this program.
Yeah, we really want folks to sign up and help us. Help them, right, to not only save energy money, but also help us when the summer months come around again. Here's the other great thing about this is if you stay enrolled in the My Thermostat Rewards program, for every year you'll get an additional $30 bill credit.
Oh, you get
a
raise, or
so
a bonus.
So that's technically $180, right, for the first go around. And then every year after that is $30 taken off of your energy bill. Usually around the October, November timeframe is usually when you'll see the credit come up on your bill. But again, it's an incentive to keep customers every year to stay on and say, hey, I want to be a part of this that helps not only help me save energy, but also helps the city stay well lit.
Compliant during those tough times where the state is having an issue.
Yeah. So if you're listening, you could take advantage of our rebate too. If you don't have to go out and purchase one.
If you've already
own it.
Yeah, yeah.
Sign up.
Because I know a lot of people like those Nests, you know, and like them. You know,
there's
Nest,
Ecobee, there's
you mentioned Honeywell.
Yeah, Honeywell is another one, and there is a couple of other ones that are on our list that
You can go to the website?
Go to the website. There's a couple of other ones that are available as well. So just look to see what you've got, and if yours is one of the qualifying thermostats, sign up and enroll. As long as you do it after the 24th, you got it, but you have to enroll between November 24th through January 31st. After that, what happens is it goes back to its regular price, which is $85, which is still not a bad deal, but We've increased it for the holidays, $65.
It's your incentive.
Get your $65. Don't cheat yourself out of $65.
There you go. I had a knock on my door the other day, and a man said, I'm with a contractor with CPS Energy, mm-hmm. and I'm going to be changing out your smart meter. I'm going to put and install in your smart meter.
Okay.
So I said, are you going to turn off my power? He goes, no, usually not. Yeah. So he goes, it only takes a couple minutes. So what happened?
So what he's doing is he's put in our new, what we call AMI meters, right? They're two-way communicative meters. This is kind of where the future's headed, right? So it's all about the smart grid and giving our customers more choices in terms of how they can save energy, right? What the gentleman was doing is he's taking out your old meter, which is probably what we call either an analog meter, which means that we had to actually physically go over there and read the meter every month, or it might have been in what we call an OMR meter, which means that we're able to drive in the neighborhood and pick up the read remotely. But what he's putting in is he's put in the smart meter, which allows us to be able to do everything straight from the office. So all the information is collected through a hub and sent over to our data control center where we can get customers' reads from there.
So that's electric only because I still have gas. I know the meter reader comes every month.
And yes. So they have a module that also goes on the gas meter itself as well. So it's going to allow us to be able to remotely read your gas consumption as well as your electric consumption. So
I won't be seeing the meter reader anymore then.
You won't see them. What you will see occasionally is a regular leak survey crew that goes out. So because you have natural gas in your neighborhood, we do have our leak survey crew that will eventually make its way into your neighborhood, and they go around the meter and making sure that there are no leaks. So again, for our customer safety. So we will still eventually need to have access to your property. But what's great about this whole thing is it's giving our customers more privacy. It's allowing them to be able to, allowing us rather to be able to turn off and on their power when they need it. And so it's a win-win. It's also in terms of our outage notifications. You know, it used to be that it's going to get to a point where you're not going to have to call us to say, hey, my power is out. We're going to already automatically know. The smart meters are being able to give us that information way before the customer even has time to pick up the phone to call us. We already know about it instantly.
So everything is very high tech.
It's very high tech. It's going to give faster restoration time for our customers, which is a great thing because customers hate being without power.
Oh, absolutely, because everything, you can't do much without.
You never realize how much you need it until it's gone.
Especially at night when it's dark. You know,
When the Spurs are playing. When the Spurs are playing in the playoffs.
Oh, and you're like, oh, no.
God, don't let there be a power outage because we are going to hear
it. Oh, absolutely. Yeah, customers. There are times it's worse. And I know it's vital to some people, but we are so reliant on our power. And,
That's true. So
you mentioned we'd be seeing less CPS people in our neighborhood. So say something about the scammers, because I know that's always an issue, isn't it?
And this time of year it really picks up. We've already seen an increase this year from last year of people who are getting scammed. But yes, customers that are calling up to call our customers and say, hey, we need to collect money. Let me just tell you what we don't do. So I think the important thing is, how does CPS Energy operate? And this way, you know that if you receive a phone call, you automatically know it's a fraud call. One, CPS Energy is never going to have a human being call you up and say, you are late with your payment, we need to collect from you. Or they're never going to call your business and say, hey, we've got a collector or a trouble man on the route to turn off the power unless you pay. We're never going to
do that. Never. Those are scams.
Exactly.
Okay.
And we're never going to ask you to go to a store to purchase a prepaid credit card and call back a phone number to call back with your payment. We don't do that. CPS Energy has an automated system that calls our customers to remind them that the payment is due, but we ask them to call back our offices. Here's what we're seeing now. We are seeing that the thieves are using carbon copies of our phone number. So when they call, it looks like it's coming from 353-2222. You pick it up, you answer. There's a human being on the other end that's saying, hey, we're for CPS Energy. We're here to collect, blah, blah, blah. That is already the first sign was that the human called
you. A human called you, okay, because CPS does not have humans call. You get an automated call.
Right. And if you notice, those folks who call from that 353-2222 number, which is a carbon copy of our customer service number, will never tell you to call back that number. They're going to give you a 1-800 or a 1-844 number or a 1-866 number to call back.
Don't do it. Don't do it.
We've had, just this year alone, we've had over 200 of our customers who have already been scammed out of their money.
Oh, that's so sad because they still owe CPS Energy.
So my thing to you is just know how we operate, one, but then set up, if you don't have a Manage My Account, do it, set it up, enroll in that, because that gives you access to your information. Make sure you know your account number. Make sure you know what your balance is, because these thieves, when they call you up, they They're taking educated guesses on how much you might owe, and they're doing it more so for these small mom-and-pop businesses because they use scare tactics to say, hey, we're going to cut your power off knowing it's a restaurant, and that customer automatically reacts to it and is scared because they don't want their customers to be without power in their store. They pay it.
Yeah.
I had one lady use iTunes card, actually went and purchased the iTunes card because they told her to get an iTunes card. And pay, she lost $5,000.
Oh, my gosh. And CPS never asks anybody to pay with
never.
A plastic card.
No, never.
Yes, okay. Before you go, Albert, anything else we need to make sure people are aware of?
Well, all I can say at this point is because it's the heating season, is to make sure that, your appliances are working great. And also, if you smell gas leak in your home, which smells like rotten egg, the best thing to do is to get out of the house and call CPS Energy or the fire department and let them know that you smell natural gas in the home. We want you to stay safe. Don't open up windows. Don't turn on lights. Get out of the home.
Get out of the house. Call 911 or CPS.
Or CPS Energy. 353-HELP.
353-HELP. Thanks for stopping by this morning. Our guest, Albert Cantu, spokesman for CPS Energy.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.